You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win is 2-1. Jonathan Walters to score and Stoke to win is 12-1. Lee, Jonathan Walters will fancy this, won't he, after what happened midweek. Him to score and Stoke to win, 12-1. 5-1 Stoke to win this game. Southampton are unbeaten in 6 Premier League games now, 1-4 and drawn 2. The last time they enjoyed a longer unbeaten run in the top flight was back in November 2013, where they went 8 games unbeaten in total. Stoke, though, only lost 1 of their last 7 in the Premier League and have kept 4 clean sheets in the last 5 as well. So 2 reasonably informed sides here.
Yeah, and you know what I think of Southampton. You know, while they're not ripping the Premier League to bits, I think they're a very, very well organised team. They're currently 7th in the table, kind of motoring back up to where they were for most of the season last year. They're only 4 points behind Manchester United, so they could leapfrog West Ham and Tottenham if they win this and those two teams draw, for instance. So nothing to worry about. Haven't lost an away game, Southampton. At home they lost those two. The defence hasn't been as good, Southampton's, but they've just started to get back on track. I think Stoke need a team who will come at them to hit them on the counter-attack. Let's not forget, Stoke at the moment, you look at the goal scoring table, they've only scored 10. That's the lowest in the Premier League with West Brom and Aston Villa at the moment. They need to find some goals from somewhere. Against Chelsea, you started to see signs, I think, that that Shaqiri is fitting into life in the Premier League. And, I thought he was fabulous and gave them problems all afternoon. You just wonder, that headline offers it to me. Jonathan Walters, hard-working, good player, and like you say, he'll be full of confidence, but stoked to go to that next level, and that next level is 6th, 7th, 8th, where maybe Southampton are at the minute. They need a proper striker. They need someone who's going to tuck the ball away when they start to create chances. But I don't think Southampton will give them the opportunity to create the chances anyway. And with so few chances being created by Stoke, they're averaging under 10 shots per game at the minute. I think this is going to be a low scorer. I think Southampton will do what they've been doing, and that's control the game on their terms and not let Stoke do what Stoke want to do. So, a low-scoring draw for me. Draw on under 2.5 goals for me. I think either a 0-0 or a 1-1 here. Over to Derek to tell us why 5-1 is his nap of the week.
Well, it is. There's two ways of looking at it. It's similar to the West Ham game and the Sunderland game. The sensible bet, the way to make a profit, is to back Stoke with a goal start, 11-8. Because that's opposing Southampton is the way to make money here, because they are criminally underpriced. What you mentioned about the strikers, by the way, I don't think there's that much issues between Jonathan Walters and Graziano Pelle. If I was a manager and I had those two at my disposal, I'm not sure who I'd pick. I don't think Pelle is unbelievably overrated.
At St Mary's, you'd probably pick Pelle, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, he's got a good record at home.
Yeah, possibly.
I think Talic is a better player personally. I think Talic is a fantastic player, actually.
Well, yeah, I think Stoke, even though it doesn't, their scoring record this season, it doesn't reinforce his opinion. I think Stoke have got more possibility of stardust in their ranks than Southampton have. The likes of the players you just mentioned, and Bojan as well.
Arnautovic as well. Yeah,
Arnautovic on his day. Yeah. I can't understand why they're 5-1. They don't win often enough, I suppose. That's one reason. They've won 2 out of 6 away games, but they've only lost 1, drawn the other 3. They've only conceded 5 goals away from home, and they haven't conceded in their last 3 away from home. And what? Southampton 4-7, 8-15. It's a ridiculous misreading of the situation here. But where Southampton are concerned, I've said that often, and I've come a cropper. Well, I've just got to keep going to the well. I've got to go for Stoke here at 5-1. I'm not letting that. Yeah, back an 11-8 winner, which you will do if you back Stoke with a goal start. That's fine, and you're happy with that. You make a profit. But it doesn't fill you full of happiness, does it? 5-1 winner, that's something different. I'm having that.
That's Derek in a nutshell.
It is. You've got to push the boat out, haven't you?
To be fair, though, going back to that, that West Ham one, it's a nice little double, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be fair, it's one of those. You might want to take both the 5-1s, and go for it. But that plus one double, I think that's decent.
About 9-2.
Yeah. Decent price for the 2-11-2-8s, with, and you've got two results on your side in both matches.
Yeah.
Just to reinforce what Derek was saying about Stoke as well, actually Stoke's best ever position at this stage in a Premier League season, which I couldn't believe when I read that. And
shows how good they are in the second half of the season,
does,
doesn't it?
It does, so maybe definitely one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, only 4 points off. So if they beat Southampton here, they go up to 19, you know, go up to kind of the, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th position. So, yeah, I thought they'd do really well. I thought they'd do better this season, Stoke, than they have done so far. So fingers crossed that they do continue to grow and get better.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.